Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
I wanted to bring this up. The day you quit. You quit on September 4th, right?
Yes, that was my last day.
All right. Now, does anything stand out to you guys on this chart? This is the transit of the day she quit. Anything standing out to you guys?
Well, Jupiter was right on top of her Mercury.
In the 7th. All right.
Right?
Yeah,
in the 7th. Saturn was right on top of Uranus.
Right on top.
Right on top. She was like, I've had it. Did you quit because like your boss said something to you?
Basically, I was trying to transfer departments, and then I kind of ultimately got like pushed out of accounting. So it was kind of like a build up over the summer.
So watch this. You quit and then you went and traveled, right?
Yes. I took a plane like the next day.
Yeah. So look. She has, they had a stellium over in Virgo that day, on Jupiter, over to Jupiter, her natal Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
And Mercury, her Mercury's in Sagittarius, right? And what is Sagittarius? Long distance travel.
Freedom.
Yeah, but long distance travel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that day she quit her job. And matter of fact, look at where the moon is.
Right on top of her sun.
And which is right there with Mars and Pluto.
Yeah, so you just got up and you left. You're like, I'm done here. What am I even doing? This is stupid. Let's go. Next.
It was great.
Yeah, and then she went on a long distance dirt journey.
That's crazy.
Amazing.
Now watch this.
You can't make this stuff up.
No. Remember I asked you, hey, what day did you decide?
Yeah, August 21st. I declined. I got another offer at my company in another department, and I ended up declining it on this day.
Yeah. So check out where the moon is. In the 12th house. On the day she decided. Look, Mars was by her Jupiter, conjunct her natal Jupiter and squaring her natal Mercury.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this was the day that this was before.
This the quit. Before she quit.
Got it.
The day she, and I didn't show you this, but if you look at Perfection's year, right? From the ascendant, she was on a Mercury year. But if you look at Perfection's from the set light, she's a night birth. So that'd be the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
When she quit, she was on a moon year, right? And the day when she decided to quit, look at month she was in.
She was in Aries, Mars.
Mars. And where is Mars in her chart?
In the 6th, daily job.
And so when the moon was opposite her stuff in the 6th house, she said, what did you say the 12th house is?
Endings. She's like, I'm done with it.
I'm done with this. And it took another couple of weeks until
for it to manifest.
Yeah, for her to pull the trigger. Now, you asked me a question, Caroline. You was like, wow. How'd you pick that date? Well, let me show you something. You see that date right there?
Yes.
What sign do you see?
Aries, right?
Aries ruled by Mars, rules Mars, okay? Mars in your 6th house. of daily work and routine.
That's so cool. Yeah, it was crazy how you predicted the quit date.
Yeah, so on that day, you decided, I'm done with this. And then the moon kept moving around. And then when it got to your sixth house, wait, hold up. Mm-hmm. When it finally got to the sixth house, you said, I'm done.
And wow.
Then on the next day, boom, it was conjunct Jupiter and Mercury, and you took off on a long trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's square her fourth. So she left home, boom, and went on a trip. Long trip. y'all see how I'm putting that together?
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. I see it.
You see that, D? All right. What do you think about that, Caroline?
Yeah, I believe it's all set up in the stars. I think it's cool that it all makes sense.
All right. Well, that was the little fun I wanted to have today.
he's been waiting for that.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that. So basically what I was showing you, Caroline, is it was pretty much about time for you to say I'm done and make a complete transformation.
Not to mention that you have it in you to be a boss, girl. Like, you have it in you to be a boss. Don't ever forget that. It's right there in your chart.
Yeah, she just has to make amends with this.
Yeah, and she also has to, understand that, like, you require freedom in your life, like a lot of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of freedom, right? So, like, it's going to be hard to go back to, like, somebody telling you what to do.
Yes.
But in all actuality, you see this North Node is kind of like...
Yeah, we have the same North Node, her and I. Yeah. I have to make peace with that, too.
Yeah, but you need to do something. And I was about to ask her if she sees it now. Even though you are working for yourself, doing your own thing, do you see that you still need to bring some of that corporate structure and bring it into your business, yep, your own business?
Yeah, I think I struggle with spreading myself too thin. And then if I have nothing on the calendar, not getting anything done. So it helps me to have like a lot of appointments, even if it's just with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that answered your question.
I actually do the same thing. I'm not going to lie. Like, I have the calendar, and if it has nothing in it, then I freak out. But like, I'll just put red things in it. I'm like, okay, at least I'm getting something done.
Yes, I love that.
Okay, let me restructure the question. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about success?
Yeah, I think it's hard for me because, like, I quantify success by the quality of my relationships. And so I think it's hard sometimes running a business because I'm not really motivated by money besides to survive. So definitely, like, believing I'm worthy of a successful life is something I still am working on.
What would success be to you?
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.